This is John Thayers of the Gloucester Rugby Heritage Project. I have with me Chris Collier from the project, and today, the 15th of October 2013, we're in the Lion's Den at King's Home to talk to Simon Devereux. Hello, Simon.
Hi.
And thanks for talking to us. Let's begin at the very beginning. You're local, lad.
Yeah, local, born and bred.
Born in Gloucester?
Yeah, Sandhurst, lived in Sandhurst originally for the first 6 months, and then ever since then been in Longleathams.
Mm-hmm. So you learned your rugby at school?
Yeah, well, I was football really until junior school age, and the first time I actually tried rugby was a 10-year-old, went down Longleathams, and I didn't like it at all, to be honest, and gave up very quickly. I was a big kid, and they thought, well, you know, he'd make a rugby player. I was football mad, then I ended up going to Sir Thomas Rich's Grammar, where of course they only play rugby and no football, so my hand was forced, and I started playing there. Then I started playing down on Evans again on a Sunday, and went on from there.
Mm-hmm. You're one of the huge crop of players of your era, aren't you, who came from Long Evans Club. What was it like in those days? You had so many other future Gloucester players playing with you, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, there's a good setup, good junior side of things at Long Evans, and also conveyor belt of talent going through. And you know, there's always one game that sticks in my mind: Northampton at home here, and it was in the local sits, and there was seven of the starting eight in the pack were Long Evans junior people that had progressed to Gloucester, and they said there was one outsider, and that was Rob Fidler from Cheltenham. So that was what it was like.
You've stolen my thunder. I was going to ask you about that later. Okay. Yeah, fair enough. And you played for Spartans?
Yeah, I did, yeah. So I played my junior rugby at Long Evans, and then at the age of 16 I joined Spartans and spent 4 years down there.
Mm-hmm. And we have here, you played for Scotland under 21.
Yeah. I got a lot of stick for that. I think it might have appeared in a Harlequins programme we were playing at the old Stoop, as it was then, and someone pointed it out to me, and I always had a few Scottish names for a few seasons after that, which I can't repeat.
So you did play for Scotland?
No, I didn't.
It's a complete myth, is it?
I've got no Scottish ancestry whatsoever.
but it's been carried through. It's not just one programme.
Yeah,
it's a whole lot of programmes where there's a little potted biography of you, and it says Longleven Spartans, Scotland under 21.
No, it's a complete myth, and you'll also find my age is probably inaccurate, but that would be down to me. But in the programmes, but I mean, I've got no idea how it originated. Maybe someone put it in as a bit of a joke at the time, and it seems to have stuck.
Well, I've got 20th of October 1970.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's inaccurate then.
Yeah. Right.
I'll take it.
Oh, come on, what is it then?
Yeah, you're 2 years out, 68.
Right. That.
There was a thing back in the day where everyone used to lie about their age because they felt that it actually prolonged their rugby career. So it was almost a game of kidney. Obviously, now there's so much more visibility electronically of things, I don't think it happens anymore. But that was the. That was a done thing back in the day.
Okay. How did you come to King's Home originally?
As a player or as my first experience?
Yeah, well, let's start at the beginning, yes. Did you come to King's Home as a lad, you know?
Yeah, I did, very much. I was a season ticket holder as a young boy, sort of 13 or 14, and myself and Tony Window, very good friends from a young age, played junior rugby together. And you know, for several seasons we had the season tickets, and we spent every home match in the shed, and we've got a lot of good memories from that.
Oh right, yeah. So do you have memories of particular players that you
at the time, that's the great thing about it, because you're watching people, you know, like Teague, Mike Teague, John Gadd in the back row, Mike Longstaff with the back row then, Steve Boyle, Orwin Fids, John Fidler, Preedy Mills, Blakeway, Sargent, and although that was the kind of the forwards of the time, and you know, it was great, obviously, when they went on to join Gloucester in years to come, that some of those players were still around, and you know, they're friends now. So it was a great thing about being born and bred and then going on to play for your hometown club at the top level.
Yeah, of course, it was a great team breaking up, really, wasn't it, in the early 90s, the team that had taken them to runners up in the cup and the league.
Yeah, it
when
was.
You
I mean,
when you first came in, that is, in the early 1990s.
Yeah, it was a big change. I mean, obviously, so I joined in 1990, and that was the... I always remember it well because it was the hammering that Gloucester had against Bath in the John Player Cup final then, in the May time. And I was on tour with the county, Gloucestershire, at the time in Cyprus when that final was going on. So I was still at Spartans then.
Yeah.
A lot of burial chaps, and we played a game against the RAF, I think it was, and they had a little portable telly in the corner of the room. We came in and it was just the second half, and we wanted to get back and obviously watch some of the game. It was a grainy pitch, and we looked, and we could just about make out the score, and we couldn't believe what we were seeing. And because we were so far away, we thought, "Now that can't be right." Obviously, the signals poor, and we're not reading it right. And obviously, it went on to be a big hammering, and that tour ended. And then over the summer, I bowled up for a training session, as was the thing those days. You didn't. You just turned up for training. If you were any good, you stayed around. If you weren't, they soon told you.
Did you see yourself as a lock or a back row then?
No, always a lock. I mean, it's a funny one really, because I was always, I'm 6'3½ and you know, which is deemed short for a lock, but I played all my rugby at a junior level there, and in local rugby I had a couple of games in the back row, but it was very much a lock. And I think you had to look around in those days as well, because there was always talk of me going in the back row, even as a young age. I always remember in our junior side, Andy Burton, who of course is Mike Burton's son, was playing in the same junior side as me, and I can remember him saying that, you know, you'll end up in the back row one day and all this, and it was sticks in my mind. But I just thought there were so many back row players around at the time, whereas the second row there was more opportunity. I enjoyed it, and I just persevered there. So it was only when it went professional that I actually swapped.
What was it like when you came down to Kingsholm first, turning up here and meeting all the rest of the Gloucester team? Was it intimidating?
Not really. I mean, I knew a few of them anyway, because you come across people, you know, when you're coming up through your local rugby and everything. But I mean, what it was like, it was, I mean, I'd also been on tour in 1988. I toured as a colt, went to Portugal, myself, Dave Sims, Tony Window on that trip, and Neil Matthews, I think it was. So I had an experience of playing, albeit abroad, with a lot of the people who were still around, so I got to know a few more people on that. But you turn up for your training, and you basically, you know, the mentality was then, and was carried on through, is all you want to do is prove yourself worthy and impress the people you train alongside, because you're conscious of the fact that you've trained alongside people who've been playing at that top level for quite a few seasons now, and the last thing you want to do is sort of turn up and undermine yourself.
And then presumably you went into the United team to start with.
Yeah, I mean, I think my debut was probably against Cheltenham, I think in October of that season, if memory serves me right. But those days, you always served. There's a big, so the United thing's a bit different now. They call it the A League, and there's a few games scattered here and there. And it's a shame, really, because I think you can get a lot out of it if it's taken seriously and clubs fully endorse it, because it gives you competitive rugby. So when you make the jump up, you're used to playing week in, week out, and quite often against a lot of good internationals. So it was, you do your apprenticeship in the United, and there was very, very few people who would get frontline first team rugby. Early after joining Gloucester, it was literally you did your apprenticeship and you earned your way in.
So when did you first play for the United?
When did I first play?
For the United.
So so I think it might have been the tour in Portugal, I just referred to in 88, but I also got invited to a game. So after that tour, Tony Window joined Gloucester after that tour, and he said come down, and I took a conscious decision at the time. I was enjoying my rugby at Spartans, and I ran the risk of going down here and sitting on the bench for 3 or 4 weeks and not playing rugby. And I was 18, I think 19, and I wanted to play week in, week out. And so I made that decision for those reasons. So, but that said, I was invited to play a game towards the end. It might have been the season after, at Moseley away. And I partnered John Fidler in the second row, of all people. And it was, you know, a great experience. And it was, I can't remember, it might have been Mike Nichols phoned me from the club, said, "Will you come down and play? We're a bit short, you know, we want, you know, we believe you're going to come, want you to join Gloucester." I ran it by Spartan and said, yeah, and they said, go on, go and play. And that was another game, yeah. So,
yeah, yeah.